Did TikTok literally steal a freelancer's voice? That's the word on the street. So let's talk about it.
They say there's no good news. No good
there's
news.
No good news.
What's up, everybody? It's me, Shay Anai, aka No Good Writer. And I thought I'd just slide in here and drop some more freelance versus major corp news on you. And this go round, it is Beverly Standing versus TikTok. So Beverly Standing is a freelance voice actress based in Ontario, Canada. And she uses her voice for things like commercials, corporate videos, instructions. She said basically anywhere that you hear a voice but you don't see a face, it could be her. And she works globally. She has clients all over. So she's never used TikTok. And to her knowledge, she had never been on TikTok until the end of 2020, when apparently she was all over TikTok. So how does that happen? At the end of 2020, TikTok launched a text-to-speech feature, which is basically exactly what it sounds like. It allows you to type in something, and then that is converted to audio. The voice that speaks those words, Beverly Standing claims that it's her voice. She claims that TikTok obtained her vocals and integrated it into its app and made her the voice of its text-to-speech feature. And listen to how she found out about it.
Everyone started sending me these videos going, this is you, this is you, and that's how I found out.
Just think about that for a minute, that people start hitting you up like, you're on TikTok. And not only are you on TikTok, like, yo, I can make you say anything. So not only was Standing upset that her voice was allegedly stolen, but she's also very upset about the fact that she heard herself saying offensive and vulgar things because people could literally make her say whatever they wanted her to say. There was no filter. And she's like, her voice is her product. That is her moneymaker. And not only was her voice used for things that were totally off-brand for her, but her voice was used for things like a McDonald's advertisement, something that should have been of major value to her. So she told CBC that her brand is very clean, that she doesn't say things that she doesn't agree to, and she doesn't swear. And her goal was to be the voice of major brands. But of course, this wasn't what she had in mind, getting pimped by TikTok for your vocals. Now she's afraid that because her voice has been used in this way by TikTok and has been used to say vulgar things, that her brand will be damaged and no one will want to work with her. Which that part I doubt, because if her voice is that attractive that TikTok would want to integrate it into its app, I'm pretty sure that there are plenty of folks who buy voice products who would love to still work with her. But for the sake of a lawsuit and for the sake of her claim and damages, which I'm all for, I will definitely ride along with the story that it has the potential to destroy her brand. And yes, she has filed a lawsuit. She filed a lawsuit in New York against ByteDance, which is the parent company for TikTok. And she's claiming that she suffered significant injury, irreparable harm, and she's claiming she was deprived of the ability to control her reputation. Now, a lot of people may see the potential dollar signs in this and understand why Standing would be suing for monetary reasons, but a lot of people might not understand why it's so serious that her voice was used to say things that she doesn't approve of saying or things that she would never say. And I can tell you, I have an extremely religious mother, and if people were to start contacting her and saying, I just heard you online, and my mom went online and could hear herself like singing like some Cardi B or some Meg Thee Stallion or anything even close to anything in that universe, she would probably literally have a heart attack. I'm telling you, if my mother was to go online and hear herself doing a voice cover for WAP, I guarantee you the effects would be real physical effects. That's how serious it would be for her. And I don't even think it would be short term. Like, I literally think she would suffer at best like some form of PTSD, like long-term trauma. For people who like have like clean, wholesome reputations, for that to be violated by someone else, especially like basically internationally, while the text-to-speech feature, I believe, only launched in North America. I mean, once you make TikTok videos, they can basically be seen anywhere. And apparently, as Standin said, people recognized her. So looking at it from that standpoint, I can totally relate to Standin believing that there will be damage to her reputation. She even said at first when she thought it was just one or two videos, she thought it was kind of cool. But then she started to worry about how often her voice was being used. And then when she found out that her voice was being used to make crude and offensive statements, that's the point that she said she was like, oh no, I can't allow this to happen. I have to do something about this. And I get it. Even on those grounds, I get it. This is one time that through my mother, I can totally relate to something app related. But the question is, how did TikTok, an app that Standin doesn't even use, get her voice in the first place? Her and her lawyer believe the company got it from some previous work she did. So she said in 2018, she was hired to do a big job for the Institute of Acoustics, which is a research organization for the Chinese government. And basically what that job involved was her recording 10,000 sentences in English. It was supposed to be just some kind of translation job. And her lawyer believed that somehow TikTok got its hands on those recordings and was able to incorporate them on the platform for the text-to-speech feature. And according to a statement that her lawyer gave CBC, she never authorized that Institute of Acoustics to go passing her voice around or to go passing those recordings around, much less to give it to TikTok. So, Standing's lawyer said that the maximum penalty for this type of violation, if TikTok were found guilty, is $150,000 per infringement, which, depending on how widely used her voice was, it's already at least been used in a McDonald's promo, a KFC promo, and by who knows how many individual users, she could be looking at a nice chunk of change. But according to Pina DiAgostino from the Osgoode Hall Law School of York University, this issue also has implications beyond just Standin. Listen to how she described it to CBC.
If this one slips, then you almost eradicate the industry. You could say that everything could be, everything's free for the taking.
And to her point, you would think that this would be a case that is closely watched by even people in the music industry, because just think about it. Like she said, if everything is free for the taking, you could have major artists out here. Someone could take their vocals from another piece of work, use AI technology, and basically create new songs with their voice without their permission. It's crazy to think that somebody can just take your voice and not only do what they want with it, but give other people the capability to do what they want with it. If these allegations are true, TikTok has pulled out the gold pinky rings and the fur for real, because they really thought they were big pimping. What would give somebody the idea that they were going to take somebody's voice, not like sample it for one video or one commercial, one ad or whatever. You were going to take somebody's voice and make it the official voice of your app. And part of the bright idea was to do this to someone who uses their voice for a living and works online.
But it, you know.
Interesting.
So Standin filed her lawsuit in early May. Media organizations, of course, were hitting up TikTok. No response. But by late May, TikTok changed the voice of its text-to-speech feature. And now a lot of TikTok users are upset because according to Refinery29, they said that the new voice sounds like either like a Barbie doll or it's very Karen-like. And people have been complaining about the way that it makes their ads sound or their videos sound. Apparently they missed the voice that allegedly belongs to Beverly Standing. And they've been mocking TikTok and creating memes about TikTok's new voice. And a lot of those people probably didn't even realize that TikTok actually needed to change that voice because that voice is the subject of a lawsuit. But even though TikTok has changed the voice, it doesn't sound like Beverly Standing plans on changing her mind about the lawsuit. She seems prepared to go forward with it, which I definitely encourage anybody to do that was in her situation. So yes, it looks like Mrs. Beverly Standing has rolled her sleeves up, took her hoops off, and she is ready to fight. She has a message to send. Listen.
I want other companies, big and small, to know you can't do this.
And I feel her on that, especially the big companies. Because a lot of times small companies do things and they are just trying to get by. Not to say that it's right, not to condone it, but a lot of times small companies are just trying to make it because they do have budget constraints. But large companies, a lot of times large companies are just trying to get over. And when they try to get over on content creators, it's just egregious. It's just, it cannot be accepted because they are in the best position to show support. And not only are they in the best position, but they absolutely understand the value of content and all of the creative elements that go along with creating content. TikTok's entire business is built around content. So for TikTok or any other social media company to act like they are just blind to the value of any part of the supply chain of getting that content, no, absolutely not. Any effort to push that idea is automatically rejected. And one of the things that makes situations like this one with Beverly Standing and TikTok that much worse is the number of people who just automatically dismiss it, who believe a large company taking something from a small creator is just beneath them. They'll ask questions like, well, why would TikTok steal from a freelancer? Or if TikTok wanted something, don't you think that they would just pay for it? I'm not sure where people got all of this confidence in major corporations or how much backstory people have on how a lot of large companies become large conglomerate companies, but it's not through a history of honest practices. I don't know if TikTok hijacked Beverly Standing's voice or not. That's her claim, and time may tell. But one thing that I do know is that there is no such thing as too large to steal. All right, everybody, well, I'm about to get out of here. I just thought I'd drop that bit of news on you. If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you subscribe on your favorite platform. The No Good Podcast is available on Amazon, Apple, Google, Spotify, and more. So please listen wherever you like to listen. And if you would like to show some love, you'll find the Cash App and PayPal details wherever you clicked into this episode. As always, any and everything is appreciated. Until next time, folks. Peace.